There's a training vignette that we use, that we've used for some time now, and there's an opportunity with an individual in that vignette who he's not particularly buying what the team is selling, and they're inclined to tell him what to do and how he ought to do it and what have you, and that the one clinician, rather than pushing and continuing to insist on a certain course, stops and says, you know, I've got some thoughts about this. I wonder if I can get your permission to share those with you. And it was so empowering for this guy to hear that. And his thing was, well, yeah, I would like to hear what you have to say. And the beauty and the simplicity of that to me is how many times we just think that because we're the clinician that people want to hear what we have to say. We think we're charged with saying we've got to come up with some advice. I've got to come up with a recommendation, what have you. You must want to hear what I have to say. And it's an assumption that I don't know that we can make. So there's just something very respectful about asking somebody permission to give them feedback that changes the tone of the communication. It makes you as a clinician an easier person to be with. And I would predict that something like that, something simple like that, changes the way an individual experiences you as a clinician. It certainly would say to me that you don't intend to overpower me. You don't intend to make me do something. You respect my opinion, that you're moving at my pace. And that if I had said to you, you know what, I don't want your opinion right now. If you were able to say, all right, well, then my opinion isn't really that critical. Let's try what you're thinking and see how that goes for you. How empowering is that?